This place is huge, so we don't want anyone to get lost. She pointed toward the opposite side of the massive hall. You can pick up a book bag at the south end of the auditorium.
Okay, thanks, Lucy.
Enjoy the conference, Brooklyn.
She gave me a conspiratorial wink.
See you at the workshop.
You bet. A little dazed and a touch breathless, I stepped away from the registration table, feeling like I'd just run a sprint. Pulling my rolling briefcase behind me, I began the long trek across the crowded room. An enormous woman in pink bumped into me and kept walking, obviously in a hurry to get her conference bag. My head was so filled with questions, I hardly noticed. Was someone spreading the word that I would be talking about murder? Seriously? I didn't even like thinking about the bodies I'd stumbled across, let alone using them as filler in my workshop program. It wasn't going to happen. Which meant that there were going to be some disappointed people, like Lucy, for instance. I sighed and shook my head. The conference had just gotten more complicated. I'm a bookbinder, specializing in rare book restoration, which means I make my living refurbishing old books. I also enjoy creating handmade books when I'm feeling particularly artistic. Unfortunately, in connection with my work, I happen to have stumbled across more than a few dead bodies over the past several years. And yes, the victims were all connected to the various books I had been working on at the time. But that didn't mean I was an expert on the subject of murder. I absolutely refused to draw attention to myself or to these crimes simply because of my weird proclivity for finding dead people. Why would anyone think I would take time out of a bookbinding class to talk about murder? When it came to any connection between rare books and murder, the only bit of information I was willing to offer was this. If you thought that books weren't worth killing for, you were dead wrong. I scanned the enormous hall, noting that in the time it had taken me to register, hundreds more people had arrived for the conference. Dozens were waiting in line to register. Some peered around anxiously, trying to get their bearings. Others were gathered in small groups, chatting and laughing, and in the case of the cluster of five women closest to me, shrieking. I did a quick mental calculation as I studied the diverse crowd. There had to be at least 800 people milling around this cavernous space. Probably closer to 1,000. No wonder the noise level was deafening. The racket didn't bother me. These were my people. Librarians. Book nerds. And apparently a few murder fans, I muttered to myself. I headed toward the south end of the convention center, asking myself all the way, did I really need a book bag? More importantly, did I really need to be here at all? The organizers had called me months ago to ask if I would give a bookbinding workshop during the conference. I had said yes because I loved giving that workshop, and it was a real thrill to be asked. Then, somewhere along the way, they had also roped me into giving a speech on book conservation. And if that wasn't enough, I had also agreed to donate a raffle prize. I was all for fundraising for librarians, but I had to ask myself why I couldn't have simply given a basket of books or a gift card. No, I had offered to take 20 lucky librarians on a 3-hour book lover's tour of San Francisco. We were renting a bus and everything. Good grief. What had I been thinking? Of course, all those months ago, I had never dreamed that I would be getting married to Derek Stone this weekend. My gaze softened and I sighed happily at the thought of marriage to Derek and almost crashed into a gray-haired man minding his own business reading the program booklet. Sorry, I stammered. And kept walking. It wasn't the first time I'd spaced out and almost injured someone lately. Whenever I thought of Derek and our upcoming wedding, I sort of lost consciousness for a few seconds.